Shabbat Shalom. Before I begin, I just want to take a moment to say thank you. As many or all of you know, there was a loss in my wife's family, and the outpouring of affection and support from this community has been staggering. Every day I feel proud, blessed, and lucky to be a part of this community, so thank you. Down to business. This week's Parsha, Devarim, Deuteronomy, we begin our final book. But story-wise, we don't have a lot more to go. In fact, all of creation, we got through that. All of our ancestors, we got through that. 10 plagues, split the sea. Sinai, 40 years in the desert. We stand on the very banks of the Jordan River, ready to fulfill prophecy, enter the land of Israel, and start our formal nation in our God-given home. But Moses says, wait, there are only 4 books so far. I've got one more to go. And I started to try and think, what is Moses thinking about? A whole book? He needs a whole, that long he needs to recap everything? And I realize he's thinking about memory. This is not just the end of the wandering. It's also the end of Moses' life. This is his last chance. He's led these people through amazing trials and tribulations. He's seen them fail at almost every opportunity. And he wants to give them the tools to succeed, to be God's people. And to do that, he wants to harden and make clear memory. In fact, he realizes that through memory, he can become immortal and he can be a part of the Jewish people for forever. And it is with the loss of this past week that I have lived through that I begin to understand a little more the importance of memory, to immortalize. When we pass, our body goes back to the earth, our soul returns to God, but our memory remains in the land of the living. What an opportunity. What an opportunity Moses must have seen to stay with the people of Israel, to help guide them, to help provide light and guidance well past death. And what an opportunity we have to stay in relationship with our loved ones, to keep them a part of our lives. How often can we continue to make decisions based on the memory of loved ones? How often can we remember that we too were loved by them because of those cherished memories? But more than that, Moses reminds us that we have the memories of others as well. Moses is not talking to a generation that survived through the plagues and the splitting of the sea, but he still demands that this generation remembers that too. Each year at Passover, we say we must act as if we were there at that moment. And that is because Moses understood the power of sharing these memories, of passing them down from generation to generation to generation. They build a nation, they tie us together. They create shared experience when we weren't even there for the experience. And even more than that, shared memories works on a personal level. When we lose a loved one, our relationship gets to remain living. When we get to hear new stories from people who knew our loved ones in other ways, we get to continue to grow and know the people we loved, even though they are not here present on the earth, because of memory, because of sharing these memories. Moses, too, shows us the unsatisfactory nature of memory. First, he shows us the way memory can distort. The book of Deuteronomy carries a recounting of the wanderings through the deserts, the triumphs, the failures of the people of Israel, and continuously and completely often changes the story. Even in the Ten Commandments, there are differentiations. We get great meaning from these differentiations, but still, Moses, as he shares his memory of these accounts, changes the story. Memory betrays us, it fades, it wanders. How often do we hear about a fish story that the fish seems to grow each time? It's a challenge. But worse than that, the bigger betrayal comes from the coldness of memory. How sweet it is when we can recall a hug of a loved one, and how painful when the memory passes. It is as if we try and fill an entire bucket with a single drop of water. Yes, there is something now in the bucket, but we are suddenly very aware of how empty that bucket is. Memory ultimately is unsatisfying. It can leave us hollow, it can leave us sad, it can leave us fully aware of just exactly what we lost and what we will continue to lose. I think the rabbis were addressing exactly this issue when they set epithets, when they set a tagline to names of those we lost. We say, Zichrono Livracha, or Zichrona Livracha, may his or her memory be for a blessing. Now, I think the simple answer is to understand that that memory will be a blessing onward. We get to keep that person with us. But the phrase, may, that first word of the translation reminds us that this is not a prediction, but a plea. A plea to each of us. May we allow that memory in, that tiny drop of water in our bucket, because it is worth it. It is something, even though it is hard, even though it is difficult, we can continue to grow, learn, and immortalize our loved ones through memory. Yes, it will be insufficient, but still, it can help us. And yes, it may distort, but those distortions too can form the foundation of lasting relationship with our loved ones, even when they pass. So in the end, for me, the entire book of Deuteronomy is a plea to each of us to let Moses' memory and our loved ones' memory be a blessing. Allow it in, embrace it, and may the memory of the Jewish people, our shared experiences, and the memories of each of our loved ones be for a blessing. Shabbat Shalom.